Senator Harry Reid, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
The National Clean Energy Summit is Monday in Las Vegas. You've put on this event for 8 years now. What are some of the main areas of focus this time around?
Well, I think it's very important that we recognize that the world's changing before our eyes. Nevada's changing, and we have to keep up with that change. And I've tried every year that we've had this summit to recognize what the future looks like and what the present really is. So let's understand that I have some concerns. We have a situation where we have electricity that is produced and then sent to consumers on power lines. That's a model that was developed by Westinghouse and Edison in the late 1800s, 1886 and 1888. Well, that was before the Model T Ford. Now we have a new world with us, and that is that consumers can produce their own electricity. They don't have to depend on a power company to do that. And we can't let NV Energy get in the way of doing that. They have to work with us, not against the consumer. In the opinion of many, that's what they're doing, they meaning the power companies. So that's one thing we're going to talk about. Some there, of course, a lot of other things we're going to talk about. We have a stunningly good group of people. We have Ernest Moniz, who is a famous mathematician, physicist from MIT, Secretary of Energy, who was the key player in the nuclear agreement with Iran. President Obama will be there. We have just a good bunch of people that should be educational for all of us.
Senator Reid, let's turn now to the efforts starting to form in Nevada for repealing Governor Brian Sandoval's historic tax hikes, which were passed earlier this year. What's at stake if those efforts end up being successful?
I'm a Democrat. Sandoval's a Republican. We're friends, and we don't agree on everything. But I do believe what Brian did in this last legislative session was masterful. He was dealing with basically a dysfunctional bunch of Republicans who served in the Assembly and a few in the Senate, and he was able to pass this bill that was really a good piece of legislative work. And I don't know who will join with me, but I will do everything I can to make sure that that foolishness to try to repeal that is not successful.
Some say that simply throwing money at education isn't going to solve the problem here in Nevada. What's different about the governor's plan? Why are you behind it?
Nevada education has been suffering for decades, and I'm glad that someone's trying to do something. And for people who say you can't just throw money at the problem, what are you going to throw at it otherwise? They don't like Common Core. They don't like teacher training. They don't like the system dealing with tenure. They don't like the STEM system. What do they like? I mean, I acknowledge money's not going to handle all the problems, but it's certainly going to help.
Looking ahead to next year's elections, if the Democratic Party wants to elect a president and take over Congress, Senator Reid, what will it have to do? Even just here in Nevada, we saw a red wave last election cycle, and it was because Democratic voters stayed home.
Well, last cycle was a historically bad cycle. Why? 13 months before the election, the Republicans had just closed government. They initiated sequestration, which was a horrible thing for all government. And then the next month, Obama rollout came, Obamacare rollout. And that was disastrous. It didn't work well. The Republicans jumped on that, and we lost that election. We elected people that should never have been elected in Nevada and around the country. Obama's done some things administratively that have been very significant. His popularity has risen significantly. And I think we're going to do fine in the elections. We need to pick up 4 Senate seats to take over control of the United States Senate. We will pick up some seats here in the Nevada State Legislature. So I think we will do fine. This will be a good year for us. We have the caucus here, which is right after the first year, which is very, very good. That's important that we recognize that there's going to be a lot of activity here.
Senator Reid, one issue that's been a personal mission of yours to tackle is suicide prevention because of your father's death. These days, we hear startling statistics like 22 U.S. veterans kill themselves every day. And you and I could talk for hours about VA reform, but what I want to hear from you as someone who's been personally touched by this issue is what we as individuals and communities can do to help with this problem.
One of the leading causes of death of teenagers is suicide. It's hard to say that, but it's true. I think people should be aware that suicide exists. I didn't know it existed when my dad killed himself. Didn't know it existed. I mean, I knew it existed, but I thought it was happened someplace else in somebody else's life. But people are listening to this today. They will think for a minute, and, oh, yeah, it did happen to her and him and a lot of relatives involved in this. Almost 35,000 people kill themselves every year that we know of. So it's something we have to recognize is there. We need to understand suicide more than what we do now, and I've been able to have some money directed toward scientifically determining why people become so desperate to kill themselves. It's unusual. Why would we say that most all the suicides are in states west of the Mississippi? Wouldn't you think it'd be in those dark, desolate, snowy places? But that's not true. So we need to understand more about this. Suicide is not new. It's been going on for all the generations of time. But we need to do better.
Thank you for sharing your personal experience on that issue. And one final question for you today. Your retirement is fast approaching. What are you planning?
Well, the one thing that I've definitely determined, somebody asked me if I wanted to be a lobbyist, and I said I'd rather be taken to Singapore and caned. So I'm not going to be a lobbyist. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll find out later. I'm not desperate for a job. I've written 3 books. I might write another one. But I want all your listeners to understand. Somebody came to me last 24 hours and said, oh, I'm so glad you're going to start enjoying your life now and after you get out. And I said, no, I've enjoyed every minute of my career. I love my job. I wish I didn't have to leave. But I need to leave because I want to be remembered for my first 34 years, not my last 6. And I'm going to do everything I can this next year and a half or so to continue working hard and continue enjoying my life. And I have a wonderful family. I have 19 grandchildren, 5 children. I have a wonderful wife. We've been together for all these many, many years since we were both kids. And whatever I do, I think, it'll be an adjustment, and I understand that, but I'm going to be fine.
Senator Harry Reid, thanks for joining me today. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.